going back. It's warm over here.
School is done for the day, and about 7 teens are gathering at the Youth Resource Enrichment Cooperative, better known in Homer as the Rec Room. The weekly program is called the Rainbow Army. Teenagers are sprawled out on couches and chairs, and to begin the meeting, they say their names, favorite food, and preferred pronouns.
Skylar, pronouns they, them, or he, him, and favorite food, chocolate, I guess?
Skylar is a demi-boy, someone who identifies as part male and part agender. The 14-year-old high school freshman is short with bright dyed orange hair. And this ability to say publicly who he is in a rural-esque in town is pretty new. It was still a struggle for Skylar just this past summer.
I had been homeschooling, but I was going into public school, and I was kind of rushing to try and figure out, like, oh, who am I before I go to public school?
It's been hard for Skylar to get more information about gender identity in a small rural town. Skylar's mother was accepting of his identity ever since he started exploring who he was, but other family members haven't been so supportive. Then his mother heard about an LGBTQ support group.
I remember, like, one of the days, like, the entire day was just, like, learning about these new things, and it was just like, oh my gosh, I didn't know.
The group began this summer, and Skylar says the meetings and exercises weren't always easy. He remembers going in front of his peers and placing his gender and sexuality on different scales.
It was kind of like a awkward situation of, like, I don't really know many people here, and I'm kind of telling them more than I've told my own family. It was kind of nerve-wracking, but at the same time, I was kind of excited to see, like, where do I fit on the scale and think about it.
As time wore on, Skylar became more comfortable with the group and invited his friends to join. In midsummer, the group made a pride float for the 4th of July parade. The reception from the community and their non-LGBTQ peers was extremely positive, and the teens participating in the Rainbow Army asked for the program to continue.
It really helped me push myself to, like, figure out who I am rather than just kind of sit on it. Like, I know my mom kind of suggests to, you know, like, not make it such a big deal or anything like that, but it's, like, it's really hard not knowing who you are and, like, really wanting to figure that out.
Irene Saxton is the facilitator and founder of the group. Saxton grew up in Homer and then lived in the lower 48. She moved back here roughly 2 years ago and was surprised to see some of the support that she had grown up with was gone.
I am identify as gay and so or queer, and when I came here, I asked around to some of the teens and the people that I know, and there was a definite lack of support for LGBTQ teens.
Saxton works with South Peninsula Behavioral Health Services, also known as the Center. She created the support group as a collaboration between the center and the Kachemak Bay Family Clinic. When the group started, Saxton always had a lesson plan ready for the teens. They talked about things like pronouns and the history of pride, but now it's less formal.
Well, it's really nice for them to be able to come and just unload and just talk about what's going on. It's not always talking about LGBTQ issues. Sometimes it's just talking about, I think we did origami one time, you know, it's talking about how their week was, how their finals was.
But the teens in the group also bring their baggage, and the program gives them a safe space to talk about difficulties at school and at home.
Sometimes kids come in and it's really, really upsetting what parents say to them or family members, and I want to say that's surprising, but it's not. And I hear a lot about bullying as well, and that's another issue that I try and help with as well.
Around 8 to 10 teens come to the Rainbow Army each week, and the program just received a $10,000 grant from the Pride Foundation. Saxton says the grant will be a big help to keep the program going. The grant will also help support the LGBTQ community in other ways. For instance, the Kachemak Bay Clinic facilitates a peer education program on sexual health in schools, and the grant will help ensure their entire lesson package is LGBTQ inclusive. Back in the rec room, the teens are taking advantage of their time to talk about issues in their own lives. One teenager, Trevor, starts talking about new gender-neutral pronouns to go by.
And I found Faye Theraferis.
Ooh, Faye, I like that.
It's awesome. Yes, so I started using those.
So what is it, the one that you prefer?
Faye Theraferis. Because
but even though everyone seems pretty comfortable, Skylar, the freshman with orange hair, says the group is always open to people who are struggling with their identity.
I mean, I've kind of gotten to a situation where I don't need so much help with all that, but like I'd love to help anyone else I can.
Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.